We're going to try it one more time. Sorry, we only do this like once a year. Maybe we should do it all the time. So we got to do it like 83 times. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I hope that part catches on. Oh. So if you've been hanging out with us for a while, you know that we're at the end of this whole sermon series. We can call it that, or we can say Easter ends Lent. Remember, we started Lent back on Ash Wednesday when we remembered with the sign of the ashes on our forehead that we're all dust, and to dust we shall return. And we ended, and we looked at this verse, this love verse in Corinthians. And it ends today with this great phrase, love never fails. Go ahead and say that one too. Love never fails. I wonder how this verse was originally written. You know, was he just beat up and bedraggled at this time and he was looking at everything and love never fails? Or was this the power statement? Was this the love never fails? I kind of envision it that way. Braveheart, painted face. Love never fails. And that's the picture of the empty tomb, that love never fails. See, the cross looks like failure, but love never fails. We got the empty tomb. We talked about this, that love always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes. But say it with me, love never fails. We talked about that love is patient and love is kind. I'd like to translate that. Love suffers with another for a purpose for as long as it takes. See, that's the image of the cross, that Jesus became man and suffered with us as long as it took to win us back. But we remember that, say it with me, love never fails. Can we stop for a second, though? Because we know this. We know this, that God is love. When we're looking at all that stuff, we know that God is love. When we hold that love mirror up to ourselves, we feel like failures because we're not always patient and we're not always kind. Sometimes we envy, sometimes we boast, but we know that God never fails. We see that when we look at the empty tomb. We see that when that crown of thorns is somehow transformed into new lilies of life. We know that love never fails. We got to do something for a second. We got to ask a question. And this isn't just a church question. This is one of these that I'm amazed to stop and ask ourselves, what is failure? I'm amazed how often people never stop and define failure. It's one of the things we're starting to do. Even in our programming here at Promise. Before we start a new program, we go, hey, what's success look like? And what's failure look like? It's amazing what happens when we define that. It's amazing how much Satan will prey on you, and you'll feel like a failure, but you'll never define what failure is. Anybody else deal with that? Okay, no. Right? We set ourselves up for that. I'm amazed. It's like we give kids balloons, and then we expect them not to play with them for the whole service. No, that's we set ourselves up, right? No, when you're given this gift of faith, thank you, kids, for playing with it all service. Parents, we can learn that from our kids. God has given us these keys. He's given us the keys to the kingdom, and we get to play with them. We get to advance his kingdom in these many and various ways. I'm amazed when you Google, what is failure? You get these great quotes. You try, you fail. You try, you fail. The only real failure is when you stop trying. Anybody else been down that road? You think God's going to use you in this way, and you fail. You think he's going to use you in this other way, and you fail. Don't don't give up. It's not done yet. Can you imagine if we would have stopped the story on Good Friday? How about this one? Failure defeats losers, but it inspires winners. I love that one. We gotta stop, though. Oh, a basketball coach actually gave this to all of his players. I love this. He had them write their name there. I, Henry Graff, hereby acknowledge that on occasion it is completely normal, human, and expected that mistakes will occur. And when they happen, I will not spend an exorbitant amount of time beating myself up over it. I understand that I have full permission and am expected to make mistakes on a regular basis. I can print those off and you can fill it out and you can put it on your mirror. I would add that from time to time we are going to fall short and we are going to sin, and that is already forgiven because of the cross. As we're advancing the kingdom, we're going to fail miserably. But we have that resurrection power. But we got to define what failure is. See, when we don't define things, we get things all confused. Check this out. See, when we look at that, if we don't stop and define what's really going on, we think she's on some crazy floating pendulum, don't we? Or back podium. It's actually a flag's shadow being cast right underneath that. Isn't that cool? See, when we don't define things, sometimes things look like failure when they're not supposed to. I like this one, too. Sometimes things look scary when we don't stop and think what they really are. But see, what an artist does is they take the picture, they take that and they define it and they redefine it. Check this one out. Cool shadow, right?
Yeah.
It's not there yet. So that's what we remember. When we look at this, we go, wow, okay, somebody's raking. Big deal. But when we wait for the right moment, we see what God's going to do through the mystery. See, the artist knew that the time would come where the shadow would be cast and it would tell a whole different story. When we just look at Good Friday, we've got one story told. When we look at Easter Sunday, it's telling you what reality looks like. Good Friday looks like failure. But it's the greatest success when we view it in light of Easter Sunday. Love died on that cross for you, but love never ever, ever fails. We don't just look at the cross as people. We look at the cross with the empty tomb. And that's when we celebrate week after week after week that the tomb is empty. And y'all know why, right?
Yeah?
Because he is risen.